The Story of the Phantom Vaquero.
One of the most unique and mysterious of cowboy legends to come out of the Tejon is that of the Phantom Vaquero, a story that crosses two centuries. In the early 1900s, a vaquero, Mexican cowboy or wrangler, was returning to his home in the Tehachapi Mountains. For the past month, he had been tending the cattle grazing the hills of the Rancho Las Libres on the Antelope Valley side of the ranch and was hurrying home to his wife and children. It was spring, but the feel of winter was still in the air, and the vaquero pushed on as a cold wind swept across the valley floor. By taking a small rocky canyon, the vaquero could escape the full force of the wind and also save several hours riding time. Although other vaqueros claimed the small canyon was haunted and warned him not to be in there after dark, the vaquero still considered it the quickest route to his family. Midway in the canyon, that late afternoon sun disappeared behind a bank of clouds. Hard pellets of rain began to fall. The canyon walls closed in on the vaquero and his horse as their route became narrow and steep. The rain turned to sleet, forcing the vaquero to seek shelter. He found a large felled pine, its gnarled roots still clinging to the canyon walls. The sturdy lower branches formed a bower large enough to shield him and part of his horse. For what seemed an eternity, the vaquero huddled under the tree until the sleet turned back to rain and finally stopped. Still, thick clouds obliterated the landscape, so he could not find his direction. The vaquero had one last hope. His horse was from the Libre Runda, Tejon Ranch's headquarters in the Antelope Valley.
Should I trust my horse?
The vaquero wondered.
What would he find the way?
At that moment, the horse snorted, moved nervously about, and with quivering nostrils, looked off into the dense white fog. The vaquero looked and saw the vague outline of another horse. His horse nickered, this time more in play than in fright. The vaquero heard shod hooves moving over the rocks.
Hola!
He cried.
Who are you? I was on my way to Tejon Libre, but I am lost.
No answer. The hoof sound grew closer. The vaquero mounted his horse and announced his presence again, but his words bounced against the clouds. He held his breath, lest he not hear an answer. Then he heard the sound of rock sliding, as if the horse was stepping down a hillside. The vaquero's senses sharpened as he heard something else, the soft, distinct jangle of spurs. This horse had a rider!
Hola, compañero!
He called again.
Are you going to El Tejon?
No answer. The mist was so dense, the sound did not always carry, but the vaquero felt sure he heard someone instructing him to follow. The voice was hollow, as the voices often are in such an environment, but his horse eagerly fell in behind the stranger, and the vaquero just as eagerly allowed it to do so. Once, and just briefly, the swirling fog parted, and he could see the way that they were following a line-backed buckskin horse, common on the Tejon Ranch in those days. But the rider was merely a dark, cloaked form. After several unsuccessful attempts to make conversation, the vaquero decided to quietly follow his mysterious guide. This made him uneasy. A cold shiver ran up and down his body, causing him to pray.
Madre de Dios, ride with me.
Yet his horse reined, curiously unafraid. The continued climbing, and now their path seemed less steep. Without warning, his horse stopped. To his left, the vaquero could hear the strange horse and rider scrambling up the steep bank. But for some reason, his horse refused to follow. As suddenly as it had come, the fog lifted. Above them, stars shone brightly in a sky, and a shaft of silvery light outlined the mountains. The vaquero breathed a sigh of relief, for he had now recognized the landscape. His home was just over the ridge. He turned to offer thanks to his benefactor, but the stranger had mysteriously disappeared. His horse turned calm and began seeking grass. Sighing, the vaquero lightly touched spurs to his horse and proceeded homeward just as the moon rose from behind the ridge. But the horse suddenly stopped, twisted its head to look back, and nickered softly. This time, there was an answer. The vaquero looked and felt the hairs on the back of his neck prickle. He stiffened. His body felt icy cold. On the ridge behind them, he clearly saw the strange horse and rider. Perhaps it was the moonlight, he said later. But they both appeared to have a strange glow about them. This, he admitted, was not what made him feel so weak that he had to grab the saddle to stay on. The rider was neither another vaquero nor a settler. There was apparently a dog in the neighborhood somewhere, making noise off in the distance. But nor was this even of his error. The horse was small, with the short ears and slender nostrils of the early Spanish horses. The saddle was una jinenta, or Moorish style, and the rider wore the leather armor that his vaquero's grandfather had worn as a soldado tequero, leather-clad soldier, with portola. And that had been in 1769. As the phantom guide raised his arm in a salute, the moonlight fully illuminated the strange pair. The vaquero could even see the thin strap of his guide's leather hat. He could also see the guide had no face. Spirits of Spanish soldiers, real or imagined, have been seen in these mountains on into the present day. Possibly this story was of a spirit grandfather guiding his lost grandson home.
Are you God?